888-888-888.
8 for a fast response. 8 for results. 8 for Arkansas.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check 1-2. Check 1-2.
Jamming. He's jamming on the one.
Check.
Jamming on the one.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God. It's early.
All right, folks. Enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Justin!
Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Yeah, boy.
All right, all you 609ers out there, there's a bunch of you. You know what to do. You move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that guy on that. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Joe Bray.
RS is in the jackpot now.
I love you, buddy.
I love you,
love you, buddy.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Los Angeles.
You make the call.
What's that mold in his
face? Hey, where'd you come from? That was just Pat Bradley.
Working on a T-bone steak. All the cars flying over to the Golden State.
You gotta be kidding me.
The pilot told us in 13 minutes.
I can almost taste it right now.
Can I make that get it alone?
Los Angeles.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Sui! Los Angeles!
All right, good morning, everybody. It is 6:11. Hit the post there on this Wednesday, July 8th, this hump day. Hot one out there already this morning. Good morning, Roger.
Morning, David.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, fellas.
Good to be back,
Christian.
Good to be back in studios. You know, today was the day we were going to go to MENA, Christian.
For sure.
And thankfully,
so you're not going.
I happened to
we're
look.
Not.
I happened to look.
They're closed on Wednesday.
They're closed on Wednesday.
Nobody does.
Could you imagine?
That would have been real bad.
Oh, 2.5 hours.
All right, here's what I got to know. We got 2.5. You got, I know, barbecue joints and nail salons are closed on Mondays. I don't know of anything other than the Skyline Cafe.
It is interesting why the Wednesday. We're going to have the mayor on today.
We'll find out.
We'll find that out. And, yeah, we'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live tomorrow. And in studio today, as always, if you got a question for the outdoors, rather, I talked to Trey Reed. He'll be here from here in just a few minutes from 6:30.
He just left.
To 7, you can pop us a text or call. Craig O'Neill will be coming by. We've got Joe Nichols today.
Legend himself.
Yeah, listen, everywhere I go, Roger, on social media, I'm seeing C'est la vie. You know, I was got to thinking, this will probably wear out real quick on him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's gonna be like, all right, I'm saying it, you know, although if it's climbing the charts, that will be
Have
good.
Have you seen that?
No. Okay. Remember, it's not even released till the 17th of July, but boy, they're hyping it already, which is interesting. I think the only thing happening in sports, Christian, is the amazing comeback by Argentina over Egypt. They were down 2-0 with just a few,
late,
and they scored like three goals.
Three goals in 13 minutes to come back and win.
How bad a defense is that?
That's real bad.
Yeah, that's bad. I'm trying to think if that was football. That's like giving up 21 points in the last. It's almost 21 points in the last. You know,
yeah, I mean,
the
American football equivalent is 21 points.
Anybody bend it? You know, watching soccer this year because of the United States, and now I'm not watching it because it's over for me, is watching them bend it like Beckham. You know, to see that ball bend, it really
Have
is.
You watched that movie? I've
Curve
never seen it.
No,
I haven't seen it either.
What'd you say, Christian?
Curve the ball?
Yeah.
You know, it's called bend, bro.
Wow. I guess depending on how you kick it, they all bend a little bit,
no,
right?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But no, that's what you try to do. You try to throw the curveball is what you're trying to do.
What about you ever screwball? Can you screwball the kick in the other direction? I like it when they have all the guys.
No, the only thing I do is my golf ball. It'll either fade or hook. Yep.
You see when they have all the guys standing in the
free
way.
Kick?
Yeah, and, you know, he's trying to hide. And then I'm going to kick it between two heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's really interesting watching all the reaction to Americans just, okay, all right, we were excited for time to move on.
Yes,
I need something different.
Didn't you do the poll yesterday, Christian? It's still up for how much longer? Did you do one? Are we done with it? I voted in all your polls, and I voted. What was the question? You remember what it was?
Let me pull it up.
While you're doing
Are you done watching the World Cup now that USA is eliminated?
And I put yes.
Yeah.
I would say 95% said yes.
No, only 43% said yes.
Whoa. Okay.
But 28% said never started watching.
Oh, what were your options? What were your options? Yes, no, never
yes,
watched.
Yes, no, it? Never started watching. No got 29%. So.
Okay. Well, that's a good number.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think that's probably.
That's higher than I would have thought for Arkansas.
Yeah, today, Raj, these are a few things going on. We got to play also a match game in addition to all the names. Trey Reed, Craig O'Neill, Mayor Smith from MENA, Joe Nichols. We also have match game to play today.
Match game. Did we ever play that with Craig?
No, we could do that with Craig. Yeah, we can do that. The other thing, Raj, is today is National Be a Kid Day today. On that Facebook Live I was talking about, what is your best memory? This is before high school, before junior high. I'm talking about, like, you know, grades 1 through 5 or 6. And mine was playing for the Lynn Haven Raiders. It was Pee Wee and Midget, and we were like NFL football. We were like an NFL team. We beat everybody like 50-0. We had a band. I mean, this is like, you know, again, third graders. We had a band, cheerleaders, giant banquet, and I tell you, there were a lot of college players turned out to be on that team. So that was one of my great memories. Then playing baseball, First Commercial Bank. I can't remember the ballpark though. And you said the same thing for you. It was one of your favorite memories.
Boys Club.
Yeah.
And my favorite memory was my mom and dad going. My dad would more often be in the car parked up to the fence watching it while my mom was out in one of the lawn chairs. But yeah, it was.
That was when you got the nickname.
No, that wasn't Scat.
No,
Scat
was later.
Scat was junior high.
Okay, got a little bit later.
Scat was junior. I was doing backwards Scat. Okay. You know what those are?
You have
to one end of the court and your hands or palms are down.
And you walk. I had no idea
back.
That's what that. I mean, that's you probably chair. Told me years ago.
Well, I was great. Well, I probably did, but it doesn't matter. It's you are getting older, and so our memories are different. But so it would be that. But the two places that I played for no longer exist. There was a Burger Chef, not like McDowell's for McDonald's instead of Burger King. This was Burger Chef. And they had great burgers, I remember, as a kid. And then ABT, Arkansas Bank and Trust, which I think was eventually bought out by First Commercial. And then wherever First Commercial is now. Is there still a First Commercial?
No.
Yeah, whoever bought them out, that's probably what it was.
I think everybody has a First Commercial bank in there.
Maybe.
At least at some point.
ABT was right there.
Is there something about those, that period in your life where things are simple? And if you're on a good team. Now, I was on a bad team at one point.
We were on a great team. We had Coach Brock, Coach Lou Brock. Coach, not Lou Brock.
Whoa, okay.
Star-studded coach.
No, it was not.
That's
exactly right.
The enthusiasm when he said that, you got to mark. Lou Brock.
Coach Brock.
You and I both were like, wow.
Yeah. No, Coach Brock was a PE coach in school, but he became a baseball coach there at the Boys Club. I had David Wynn, David Rose. Oh, my gosh. Can I remember some? Joe Thomas. Was the third baseman. I think he still plays softball. Was the third baseman that had the biggest glove ever. Nothing got past Joe Thomas at third base. Dude was good. David Rose, huge dude. I think in my mind's eye, he was left-handed, so which was a great first baseman, you know, to have that left hand out there. That was Bill Burroughs, who is the...
Yeah, city, not city director, city manager.
Yeah, manager down in Hot Springs.
Well, that's the other thing, Roger. You know, some of the people that you play with, you end up having lifelong relationships
with. Sean Bars. Who doesn't come to trivia at Mainline any longer. I don't know why.
What about Christian? You're so young. Your youth is like 5 years ago, basically. But we're talking about like first grade through the fifth grade.
He's working.
Are we talking about like sporting achievements?
No. It could be anything. Ours just have to be sporting. It doesn't have to be. It could be going on trips with your. It could be in your neighborhood. Another one. Hey, tackle a man with a football, Roger. When our boys in the neighborhood got together,
that was something else.
That was a fun deal. Do you have any favorite childhood memories, Christian?
Favorite childhood memories. I may have to think about that for a little bit. But
Robbie,
it just happened.
That's what I said. It's just five years ago, Robbie.
I remember going to the Grand Canyon as a kid, and it was a whole thing.
That
was cool.
That is a good one. Trips. Yeah,
we went. It was like a whole week. We went out to like New Mexico, Colorado.
Freezer pops.
Yeah.
I've got some in my fridge right now for the grands. He never likes
it. So in addition to be a kid, by the way, Trey Reed joins us. Good morning, Trey.
Good morning. How y'all?
In addition to be a kid again day, it's National Freezer Pop Day. I never liked the freezer pops as much. And of course, kids today still love them.
Popsicles? Is that what we're
Well, it's like a popsicle, right, Roger?
It's the plastic thing that you push up it's a freezer pop.
Oh, the one that's got
that's
was
a
plastic.
Freezer pop.
I think we all as a kid did those.
Yeah, I like those.
I thought you said so you don't know what it was.
I didn't know. I remember now. You talk about you force it out. Yeah, those were very popular.
You had to bite off the end.
Are those still?
Yes.
Yes, they're still. Yes.
I think you can buy about 400 of them for $5.
And those for kids,
those
are the greatest things ever for kids.
They are.
Since we got you, what's your favorite kid memory?
Oh, childhood memory. Man, I was thinking about that driving in. There's so many. I remember some vacations when I was a kid. Christian mentioned Grand Canyon. I also we did that when I was like 7. I think probably one that really jumps out, though, was when I think I must have been like 11, playing Pee Wee football. You were talking about that.
Yeah.
And we had a game the Saturday morning of the notorious Arkansas-Texas game in, what was it, 82?
When we beat them?
Yeah, we beat them 42-11. They were ranked number one.
Yes.
And my parents and another kid on the team's family chartered a plane to go up.
Oh, wow.
So we could play our Pee Wee game
You
that
flew
morning,
up and watched the game? That was my freshman year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
you were at the game.
I was at the game.
And you were a little kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, I was pretty little.
Yeah, 12.
The age gap's not so much now.
What is
that
age gap? What is it?
I just turned 56 Monday. So
about 6 years. So you were probably 12 when
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, happy birthday, Bob.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. And the other, Roger, today is also National Video Game Day, which Christian's probably the only guy amongst us who would know about video games.
He leaves here and go play.
Do you still play video games, Christian?
Of course, yeah.
Do you play with people around the world?
Yeah.
Okay. How much time are you allowed by your wife to play? Does she let you just, you know, if you want to stay up all night, will she let you or she...
I limit myself, I would say.
It's addictive, man. I know. Listen, I know you just what you also.
I mean, now I have to get up.
You didn't answer the question.
I don't make her tell me to get off. I mean, I can make myself get off the game.
Christian!
Yeah,
Come to bed!
No, I don't make her do that. Now with having
you don't
to,
make her
you got two kids.
Yeah.
Do you hold the baby while you play? Like, if it's your time to hold the baby?
I used to.
Okay, and you're doing, you got the little things?
Yeah, you couldn't do that back in our day when there was a joystick.
But now I have to get up at 4:30, so of course, you know, Titus goes to bed at 8. I have a very limited.
Really limited,
very limited
video game
space
access.
There play.
Also, it's National Blueberry Day and National Ice Cream Sundae Day. I think this is the first day in the history of the world that an ice cream sundae was made. We'll get to that a little bit later. Trey, how are you? Everything good?
Yeah, doing well, man. July. Hard to believe that we're already about halfway through the summer.
Yeah,
don't have your schedule.
That's
trip after.
Yeah, we're going to be in MENA tomorrow, and then we're going to be in Atlanta for the NASCAR race Saturday and Sunday night, and then Tuesday we're in Dallas at the Star and with the Cliff Harris. So it's going to be out there the next week. But you know what, Roger? That's what we do. That's what Morning Mayhem does. You know, I told you yesterday. You can see all the other shows around the state that this is a struggle bus time. All right, what Razorback game? I mean, there's only so many ways you can come up with asking a Razorback question.
Only talk about the World Cup so much with an audience that clearly is not as much of a fan as some of us are.
Yeah, and then there's only so many ways to talk about the Razorbacks. I mean, it's a lot, especially when you get the fall. It's a lot easier because you got new content, y'all. But
sure.
Of course, Roger will be in Tampa. You will not be the Tampa the following week after that with Double R and Trey Shapp. So we'll be down there. A couple other things. I got a list of the top 25 rock and roll songs of all time, which some of them I don't even know. Now, I'm sure if I heard them, I would know. Like, for example, Be My Baby. I didn't think of that by the Ronettes.
Be my baby.
Yeah, I was thinking the Ronettes.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's not a rock song.
That's what I wouldn't think.
When we were kids, there was no classic rock.
Yeah, there was no classic. We just had
classic
rock.
Rock's really not a thing. It's just
a thing.
Well, it is now.
It's classic rock now.
Yeah.
It's ever evolving.
Rich Steele would say it is a
thing. Well, I've talked to Rick about it. He's like, there's no, it's not categorized really. It's ever evolving. You know, things from the 90s are now considered classic. You know, some things from the early 2000s are classic.
Also, some people, Roger, I see they're asking about what's the scoop on JM. We don't know. We know we saw the announcement yesterday. He does like the Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
back.
The only thing I was trying to do with that video is trying to figure, is he walking to the camera or away? And I think I saw where he's walking away.
Oh, I thought he's walking too.
Yeah, I don't know. We have to say. Did you hear blue or green? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We deal with his agent, Kate. We're not allowed to talk to Justin. So, but he looks like he's full tilt boogie back on concerts
tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow, so maybe we'll hear from him. Maybe we won't. You know, that's we're his secondary job. We're not his first.
Where's he playing?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't
7-9
Yeah, he should put it out yesterday. I had that. Concert time. Let's see here. Looks like Illinois, Knoxville, Illinois, and then
Knox County Fair.
Yeah, and then Missouri. Do you have any summer trips planned outside the state?
I was gone for a couple weeks earlier in the summer in June, so kind of started the summer with a trip. But no, I don't have anything else on the books for a while.
I wanted to if you got plans like us, that's great. If you don't, by the way, I want to thank Oakland for sponsoring our summer adventure.
Thank you, Oakland.
I got a call. Acri and both Terry all sent me a message from a guy who was not happy with us. He was not happy because apparently he had heard that we were telling people not to float the buffalo because it was too low. And apparently he's got a place that I thought I had a chance.
But we didn't.
I know. No, yeah, it was everybody else was saying.
Everybody was calling us idiots.
Yeah, let's see here. I'm going to see if I can find it. But it's what's funny. He goes, y'all need, I know who's saying it. Y'all need to correct it.
Well, we talked just last week on here, or the week before, about how much the rain has enabled you to float deeper into the summer.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe he heard wrong.
He said people are coming up to him. Let me see if this will play loud enough. I don't know.
Shout out to all those listeners. Thank you for listening.
No, I'm going to send it to Christian. Christian, I'm going to send this to you. We'll play it when we come back. But you know what?
I'll go record it real quick.
Oh, you've got it?
Yeah.
I love the fact that people come up to it. You know what those boys down in Little Rock saying? So you can't float the buffalo. Dadgummit. I know who's going on, what's going on down there.
That explains the low turnout.
You're right, because we talked about, you know, maybe you float a little bit lower. You got to pay attention to the rain.
Roger, I was telling
Acree. Acree sent it to me, so did Terry. Just forwarded it there. I said, we're not smart enough to say that. Come on. Yeah, of course, he obviously doesn't listen to the show. He's up there. But I love the fact that we've got people going up there. You know, Morton Mayhem saying that you guys don't need to be floating to have safety issues.
It's like a game of telephone, man. You know, it's like it doesn't take very long for the message to,
well, let's
to
go
get
bury the
warped.
Lead. You know, I pay Dana a monthly stipend to not let those calls get past her there to go to Terry or Acree. I don't know. Dana, what is going on? Do we have any corkies that I can give Dana?
661-1037 is the number if you want to send us a text. You got a question for Trey.
1988, this was number one on the charts.
Dirty Diana, we were talking about this the other day. What was it the other? How did we bring that up?
Because you all had heard it.
There were five number ones on that album, and that was one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, you said you had not heard it, right? Yeah. By the way, Kevin Bacon is the notable birthday along with Toby Keith, which I'm not so sure if the Footloose soundtrack's not the best soundtrack, of the best soundtracks out there.
Well, okay. You know, great debate.
Yeah.
I would say it's not. I wouldn't even put it on the Mount Rushmore.
Whoa.
That's just me.
All right.
That's just me.
Well, give me some options.
Urban Cowboy.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Fever.
Both of those are good.
Sound of Music.
I'm a fan of that.
I just said it.
I tell you what,
but though. I'm a fan of Footloose.
Yeah, I think Footloose might. I think, listen, Urban Cowboy is great, but I think it might can hang. And what is it? Is it 6 degrees of.
Six degrees of Kevin Bacon.
If you go any Vietnam movie.
Oh yeah,
Forrest Gump has got.
I mean, it's got.
You might have to Corliss, or do we change it to Darius Acuff?
Acuff.
No.
We don't say Acuff. Still Corliss. You might have to say any, like, because Forrest Gump is a great soundtrack, but. And I think that works. I think that could work because it's not a Vietnam era movie.
It's got like 25. It's got every great song.
It goes through so many years.
Absolutely.
All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is another.
Grease?
Yeah, Grease.
Do we have to Corliss like musicals Disney's?
If it's a soundtrack.
Well, it is. That's cheating a little bit. If you're doing a musical, you do get a little bit of advantage. Because you're expected to be a pretty good.
That's the primary reason you're doing the movie.
You know, I think the live. Well, I don't know. I think Burlesque has got a great. I love that. That may be. Is that a chick movie?
A chick movie. Yeah.
That is my number one chick movie because of the music.
All right, don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute. 6:30 here, Morning Mayhem.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A little warmer this morning and still kind of hot this afternoon. A high of 92 degrees will become partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, though, mostly clear down to 74. Our Thursday will be mostly sunny and hotter with a high of 96, but also a few isolated thunderstorms are possible. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Tune in every
every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Randy brings Drive Time Sports back to Searcy this Thursday for the Sonic Air Raid 7-on-7 tournament. Live from Hardy University, presented by Double B's.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
I got a new little open there.
I like it, man.
I like it. Very nice. 661-1037. Yeah, thanks to Powers Truck Parts and Service. North Little Rock, if you got a question for Trey, let us know, 661-1037. A couple of our messages here. Someone says here, I don't think it was you guys, but some news or radio media about a week ago did say Floating the Buffalo was closed due to low water. I can't remember who. We had callers texting us.
Yeah. Maybe callers.
Just saying, be aware.
On our Middleton Heat and Air text line saying, it's low, idiots, don't you know? They call us names by saying, don't you guys know anything about something? Yeah. And going, well, we don't know. That's the thing about, we don't know.
Do you have the clip?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it. This is, I can't remember the gentleman's name.
Let me pot it up real quick.
Let's see. The gentleman's name is, well, I've lost it now.
Earl Scruggs is his name.
Earl Scruggs.
This is Bill Scruggs. I own Wild Bill's Outfitter on the lower Buffalo River. I've had several people come in this morning here to our business saying that on y'all's radio station, y'all are saying that the Buffalo River is too low to float. And that is absolutely not true. Now, the Middle River still has adequate water, and we've got really good water on the lower portion of the Buffalo where we are. So I would appreciate you making a correction on that on your radio station. My number is 870-4.
I love it. I appreciate you guys making a correction, sir. So we didn't say that. Thankfully, Roger, we have enough trouble as it is, but that was...
That's funny because I specifically said it's a phone game.
Like you said, it's a phone game. By the time it gets to him, the middle and lower river are typically floatable deeper into the summer. Roger, I don't know about you. I would not have known, you need to be aware if it's rained or not with the upper... And with the rain we've had, even
the upper portion of the river been running trips on Ponca to Kyle's Landing, which you usually...
that's over in May most of the time. But with all the rain we've had, there's a lot of floating available in Buffalo right now.
Yeah,
I think we have sufficiently dispelled that myth that we were talking about it on this show.
From the 501, somebody said, "Remember the Titans." That does have a good soundtrack. A lot of great 60s songs from there. I don't know if it, you know, to be the Mount Rushmore, Purple Rain. I don't remember. Was that all? That's all Prince stuff.
I mean, it's just the album, right?
Yeah, it's
right.
The album. Yeah,
yeah. Someone says, "I'm a 609er. I'm taking my son and one of his friends to the NASCAR race this weekend in Atlanta. We are camping on the infield in our motorhome for the race. I tried to get pit passes, but they are sold out. Just wondering if you guys have access to 3 pit passes. I know the show will be there Monday." I have no idea what we're going to get. We don't know.
I don't even know what I'm going to wear.
Have you been to a NASCAR race?
I have never been to a NASCAR race.
Yeah, so we don't know. Tomorrow we're going to talk to the NASCAR owner, whose son is racing for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Saturday night. So Roger and I are going in blind. We got Steve Qualls, who is the NASCAR expert. I invited him to come up tomorrow when we interview James Finch. And his son's a hot new, not new guy. But Roger and I have no clue. You know, you've been to, which one did you go? You went to Talladega, and I've been to...
No, I went to Texas Motor Speedway.
Texas Motor Speedway, and I went to the Daytona 500, and I watched it from the stands. And so I think we'll have some access.
Yeah, that's where we watched it from the stands.
Yeah, I don't know where he'll give us access to. I think we'll have access to the garage and be he'll walk around. I mean, I would imagine Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be there.
We need to buy jumpsuits.
I don't know.
Is it one piece? What's the name brand of those work jumpsuits that mechanics used to wear, things like that?
Dickies.
Is it Dickies?
Well, I mean, that's one.
That's what I think. I don't know. Is that what I'm thinking about? Dickies, does it have a hammer loop? You need a hammer loop? Or is that's painter's deal.
Somebody said it was the guy that breaks in to give us the news that said the Buffalo was closed.
Mm.
So maybe it was Channel 4. Is that right?
I think I may recall hearing that one day.
Someone says Beverly Hills Cop. Let's see here.
It's a good soundtrack.
Someone says
it's not the best.
You're hurting
I don't know.
You're hurting my canoe business. It's not us. It's everyone else's fault. Is what that sounds like.
That's right.
Is the worst Scarface?
that one song.
Scarface is a great movie, but...
Well, let me tell you.
I had no idea that there was a soundtrack.
It's terrible.
I went back and watched...
Scarface is?
Terrible soundtrack.
Smokey and the Bandit last night. And I'm telling you, that Jackie Gleason is just... Now, the last 15, 20 minutes is just action scenes driving. I forgot how much... And some of that, again, it was shot in Jonesboro, Georgia, where we're going this weekend. But it is. I'm telling you, Jackie Gleason was so good.
We have to take a picture somewhere down there.
You know what?
We've got to do one of those things where this was from this movie, and here we are now.
You know, they said the scene that they shot, they're supposed to be Texarkana, shot it in Jonesboro, Georgia.
Stop it.
Where we're going to be.
No way.
Yeah. They said that the scene where they're getting the beer.
Like at the Coors store and stuff?
Yeah, matter of fact, said there's a train station that you'll see in the shot that's supposed to be Texarkana.
I said that's where I went, and you said they have a sign that tells you this was. You said that yesterday. That there's a sign that says this is where in Texarkana that's filmed. Did you not say that?
No. Yeah. Okay. I know. I said there's a sign. I said it shows a sign that says Texarkana in the movie. That's the only thing that reference I made. Yeah. Someone says here. What about? Somebody said. I think it was a Channel 7 segment. We're gonna give this around with somebody and somebody else. Somebody said y'all need orange jumpsuits. Now, that's good. Someone said it was a news report on the hour. Okay.
Okay.
Listen, we're gaining more evidence, Mr. Scruggs. I'm sure he's a nice fella.
What happens in break isn't on us.
Somebody said Top Gun.
I thought about that, but when I think of
Madonna,
a good soundtrack,
that's right. Yeah,
I'm thinking of more Berlin, than just one it? Or two songs.
Yeah, Berlin
Top Gun's not bad.
It's not goat status.
It has some iconic songs.
Every song
like that,
in Urban Cowboy I'll listen to. Every song.
That's like the mark of a good soundtrack. Is like every from top to bottom, every song.
If not
Forrest Gump,
one's bad. If one's bad. Well, again, like he said. But again, when you do a period piece, you may have some of that. Listen, Goodfellas,
great soundtrack. Most of Martin Scorsese's movies,
they're good. But you're going to get some. What's his name? Keeley Smith and what's the guy's name that does a?
Somebody said Beverly Hills Cop. That was good. We because got Bob Seger.
Sure. What's the Run movie that we talk about?
Running Scared.
Great couple of songs in that.
That's right. Someone said, "You know, Dazed and Confused." I have not seen Dazed and Confused.
It's got a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Is it a good movie?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Is that where? Is that
American
All Right?
American Graffiti. Great soundtrack.
All right.
That's All Right. Yeah. You've seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen that, Raj?
Yeah, I think so, but nothing that I write home about.
661-1037. Someone says about the Buffalo. Again, it's all it's saying the new slam. You know, it's all on Channel 4. Call Mr. Scruggs.
Ooh, call Channel 4. Get them on the phone.
Yeah, listen, I love the fact that our listeners know so much and pay attention.
Well, they do because they correct us so many times because we make tremendous amounts of mistakes. We are number one at that. But, I mean, and if we make if we err in saying something, we certainly aren't doing it for malicious reason.
Somebody said, nothing could cut your mouth worse than one of those freezer pops that weren't cut right. Boy, I do. Or they started melting. There's a fine line between, you know, if you get...
Yeah, you kind of want them to be slightly melted a little bit. You know, the consumption of it gets a little bit easier, but then you pass a certain point and then you're drinking a Gatorade or Kool-Aid at that point.
Right, yeah.
Here's one that says, happy birthday, Trey.
Thank you.
Oh, that was Monday, right?
That's right, yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, Trey, I saw something on YouTube I got to show you in a minute.
Someone says, see if you can find the article Randy read yesterday from On3, NCAA discussing implementing a legal tampering window prior to transfer portal. Oh, boy, that sounds like Randy diving into that. See if you can find the article of Randy read yesterday from On3 discussing implementing a legal tampering window prior to transfer portal. That's one I would just look at it, glance and read the title, and then before you, because I'm sure the legalese in that is probably super tough to, you know, cut through.
Yeah, probably a little thick.
Someone says here, let's see, again, Joe and Poen, they're all saying that we were clear. We are clear on all this stuff.
I knew we were when I heard the thing.
Someone says the Big Chill. Good soundtrack.
Sure, yeah, that's absolutely a good one. Yeah. Yeah. Lawrence Kasdan.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, like you said, we've probably named six or seven that are really, really good.
Yeah.
Who we got here, Raj?
That's Mike. Well, has a wildlife question.
Mike, what you got for Trey?
Hey, Trey, on those wildlife management, they went from $40 to $75 for all of them. Is that correct?
That's not those are the leased land areas, Mike.
Right.
I thought it was 60, but it may be 70. I don't think it's 75, but it did go up. But you used to have to buy the $40 permit for each individual area, and now that permit will give you access to all the leased land areas.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering because I looked at that and I said, uh-oh. So, we used to do two of them.
I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to cut you off. That did go up. One thing that I would point out that gets brought up a lot as we talk about this, Game and Fish actually loses money leasing those lease lands from the timber companies. What we get back in those, what used to be $40, now I think $70 permit, like, we don't recoup our losses. So, I mean, that was one of the reasons that we kind of went up, but, like, also made it apply to all of them now so you don't have to have an individual permit for each of those leased land WMAs.
Thanks, Mike. Let's go to Matt. Matt, what you got?
Yeah, I got a question for Trey. Yeah. I understand that the resident hunting license sales on the decline. I think it was probably due to reduced hunting opportunities in Arkansas, and probably the way game wardens treat hunters on public land. What do you think it is?
I think it's part of national and trends that we're seeing in Arkansas, something we've been seeing for a long time. I don't think it's the things you pointed to. I think our game wardens are really great with the public. They probably educate the public as much as anybody out there, try to give people opportunities to correct the problem before they write a ticket, as David Basil can attest. I think it's just part of the cultural shifts across the country. We're more urban, we're more technology oriented, and fewer people hunt and fish than used to. So I think it's just part of some national trends.
Speaking of songs with movies, when I hear this song, what movie do I think of? And what scene do I think of? 661-1037. Our listeners know what I'm thinking. This way, it's a comedy. 661-1037. We'll see the first person. We'll get that when we come back. Roger, also, speaking of Kevin Bacon and Footloose, I have on my phone one of your greatest performances, your parody song of Footloose with RJ Hawk.
foot juice.
Yeah, foot juice. Yeah. And so we're going to see if we can find it in the system. Oh, if sure. we don't, I've got it on my phone, but I've not been able to forward it to you.
Yeah,
okay.
In, yeah.
Have you heard this one, Trey?
I don't believe I have.
It is, it is one of...
we were the grape...
Grape juice. Yeah. And so RJ
was
said...
I will.
Yes, it was the Acre thing he was involved with. And he said, I will drink my own foot juice, my grape juice, for charity. And somebody gave like $1,000 for it, and then Roger wrote foot juice. It is absolutely classic.
He drank our foot. He didn't drink his own. He didn't do it. He drank
it was
our foot juice. Mine and Joe Klein's.
Was that out there?
Who?
I was doing that with you. Not Joe, was it?
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was me and you. I know, Joe's your bump.
It was somebody had...
it was me and you.
Church sock lint in it as well.
exactly. RJ, back then, RJ would do about anything. He was...
let me tell you something.
Fearless.
He still would.
All right, don't go away.
For my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Congo Fireplace and Patio is having a huge 4th of July blowout sale. Save hundreds of dollars on the best selection and best quality of outdoor furniture in the state. Choose from over 100 brand name collections, dining sets, seating groups, bar sets, chaises, and gliders in stock and ready to go. And now everything is up to 50% off. Plus, Congo has a great selection of built-in grills, pellet smokers, and fire pits. Family owned and operated since 1920. Shop local and feel the difference. Congo Fireplace and Patio. I-30 Bentley.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you got to do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle. And we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Burroughs and Mr. Franks is a long-standing iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They're family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier, Gucci, Salt, and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from the high-tech lens crafter Zeiss, who make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. These are found only at Burroughs, and they do all the fitting and lab work right in their own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Frank's Optical.
I'm here with Laura Beth from Kaufman by Design West. Kaufman has over 7,000 square feet of beautiful new home decor pieces and design specialists on staff. See, that would be important for somebody like me who is design challenged.
Yeah, we have design specialists on staff and everything you need from lighting to flooring, designer hardware, and more.
And gift cards are available, too. Check them out now. Kaufman by Design West, out west past Taylor Loop, 14900 Central Road.
Or visit us online at kaufmanlumber.com.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the Basketball Insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics. Locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
This is it. This is
no.
Oh, this is not it. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want it to come on.
Okay. All right, got a short break here. We're talking about this National Kid Day today, too. And this is obviously Kevin Bacon's birthday today. He's 68, I think. I think he's 60. I know. Wow. Either 65 or 68. We'll confirm that.
Yeah, listen, I know him more as a Footloose and Feel Good Man.
Yeah, boy, he had a good scene. Yeah, a few good scenes there.
Great job.
I got a question for Trey Reed, 661-1037. Jessica's listening. She's on her way to Northwest Arkansas. She goes, my favorite childhood memory is being about 4 years old and hearing about some football player named David Basil tackling Bo Jackson. Thank you. Touche. Touche, young lady.
Well done.
Touche.
I was hoping it would be something like that. Well played, Jessica.
Yeah, I think she was 4 or 5 by the time. I think she was born in 81.
Were you playing jacks or pickup sticks?
You played jacks as a kid, right? That's right. Come on, right?
Yeah, maybe.
See, there was two games.
Not at
there
recess,
was
that,
and then there was pickup sticks.
Someone says
playing box hockey at recess.
Box hockey. Have you heard of box hockey?
No.
Okay, we're the only Panama City, Florida.
And it was invented in Panama.
In elementary, it was elementary school. That was, you know what? That was one of my favorite childhood memories, playing box hockey.
Sure.
Tetherball,
sure.
Box hockey.
Tetherball.
And then doing the monkey bars.
For short guys, tetherball suck, man.
Yeah.
It's that one shot right above your head, and it's over.
Yeah. And there's always some dude that was really good.
Yep. That, man, if Ronnie Matthews, he did. Yeah. He would do it. And then he would yell, shank-a-bank.
Someone said, was David the only person to tackle Bo Jackson that night? No. Let me just tell you, that whole thing, this is the funny thing. People, yo, you tackle Bo Jackson. I had 15 tackles. That was the MVP of the game, the TV MVP of the game.
Now you're having to defend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With Bo Jackson. Is it not enough? Yo, you tackle Bo Jackson. I tackled him more than once.
Yeah. We tackled him so many times, Bo left football and went to baseball. He was tired.
That's very good. Someone said, okay, here we go. This is Foot Juice. This is the remake of Rogers' Footloose because RJ said for $1,000 for charity, he would drink our Foot Juice.
So we wrote a song.
Stomping on grapes. One of Roger's greatest songs.
Sockland. Sing it if you know it.
Hang in there, James. We'll get to you in just a second.
It's an album version, evidently.
The LP.
Wow, I don't remember that intro either.
Been stomping so hard. We're under on guard. We're here for what? David Basil and Roger Scott. We'll squash and squeezing, picking them up and putting them down. He will be swishing. His buddy's all in his mouth. Now he's gotta drink juice. Foot juice. It's unfermented grapes, not booze. Hey, RJ, boys and girls, club payday.
Payday.
Mama Morgan, aren't you proud of your son? Not Grey Goose. Our just got one of foot juice.
Not Grey Goose.
Oh, our foot juice. Oh.
He did it for the boys in Crackpot.
That is outstanding. Joe was on another team, I think,
yeah,
Roger. I think that's what it was.
Right.
Yeah,
it was being, right. And Joe's feet were so big.
He barely fit in the thing.
It is not. It broke.
I bet you he's a great grape stomper.
Yes. As was, because every part of that flat foot that he has,
we got beat by the girl from Alice.
I think,
Oh, with her son. Roger, let's get James. I threw out there the song, Your Love Has Lifted Me Higher. What movie scene is it from? Somebody's got to get in my head and figure it out. What's the answer, James?
It's from Ghostbusters.
And what
when they freed the Empire.
And what was the walking down the street that the music came on to?
The Marshmallow Puff Man.
The Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. Remember,
you would have guessed it.
Yeah, and then
Statue
of Liberty come out to save the day. I think that's right. Statue of Liberty came
somebody
alive
had
too.
To. Yeah. I think they zapped the Stay Puff Mar. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, it was. I think it was, again, I don't know if it was one or two, but it was, that. Listen, of all the places of that song to come out, that was
no,
it.
Oh, absolutely. That was good. That was good.
Yeah, somebody said Roger would have needed Jesus to wash David Basil's feet for the grape juice to be drinkable.
I would wash his feet.
Jake said it was Ghostbusters 2, Statue of Liberty. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Is that right?
Yeah, Stay Puff was in one.
Right?
Yeah, so Stay Puff was angry because he said, don't think about anything. And I said, what did you think about?
So
he's got a great childhood memory of the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. Yeah.
And then
I think it was the second one where the Statue of Liberty comes alive.
Okay.
To help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Let's see here.
Missy Killebrew says, Roger Burlesque is one of my favorite movies, and the music is awesome. I love that movie, Burlesque. That is my favorite chick movie right now. That's on the Mount Rushmore. I'll do it. Mount Rushmore chick movie. Pretty Woman is also a good one. Because, Trey, we're asking favorite guy movie for chicks. And, well, not today. And then favorite chick movie for guys. But we are watching Smokey and the Bandit and going to give that as our review tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite guy movie? Because what did you bring up yesterday? On social media, what did you bring up?
Well, last night I was watching
Terminator.
Predator.
Predator, that's actually
a good flick, a guy flick.
It's a great guy flick.
Girls aren't watching that.
I almost feel like guy flicks and good bad movies overlap.
Could be. Is Southern Comfort that movie? Is that a good?
Okay. Yeah, not many people.
Is that
know
a good bad movie?
Yeah, that's a good bad movie. Let's squeeze in.
This is the same James. He wanted to talk about a good childhood memory too.
Sorry, James. Go ahead.
Got to be hurt. You got to punch him up. I think
real quick.
Okay. Go ahead. James, what's up? Real quick, got about 30 seconds.
My good childhood memory was riding to Great Arkansas in the back of my dad's Silverado 1500 in the tailgate.
Absolutely.
Being in the back of the truck.
Tailgate open?
Yeah.
The tailgate was not open.
Oh, it was not. Okay.
Back then, it went against the law.
We did it. We did that with that and a station wagon.
Yeah, thanks, James. Appreciate it,
James.
Yeah,
thanks, brother, for listening.
Pickup truck, Trey. Thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks,
Trey,
for having me, guys.
Happy belated birthday,
Wednesday.
Buddy.
Yeah, get out there and enjoy the outdoors. Thanks to Power Struck Parts and Service in North Little Rock.
Enjoy the Buffalo River.
Right. Get out and float that buffalo. You tell Mr. Scruggs the Morning Mayhem was endorsed in his canoe rental.
Well, I'll be.
Yes. All right. Don't go away. Craig will know up next.
Champion of what?
103.7 The Buzz. Your world champions of sports radio.
Don't get me wrong.
KABZ Little Rock.
Your heart works hard for you every day.